And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It is 10:08. I'm Brent Lane, and I'm sitting in for Meg today, who had to jump out of the studio not feeling well. So I've got Randy Lambert here, who's joining me from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. And Randy, we're gonna get through this together. I've been on the other side of the microphone a couple of times, so best thing we're gonna do is get to talk a little bit about the services that Santa Rosa County in animal safety is currently doing in Santa Rosa County, and maybe you can get us started with a little bit about where we're at right now.
Okay, yeah, we have a lot of things going on this week. We have a very, very, very busy week. First of all, we're going to have our Community Cat Day again this Thursday. That's called tomorrow.
Okay.
What is that? That is citizens of Santa Rosa County bring in feral community cats that have not been altered. You bring them in the proper size trap, live release trap. You catch the cat. Hopefully the morning of or the night before, bring it into the shelter. They start lining up probably around 6 or so in the morning. We do an intake of them at 8 o'clock, and we will spay, neuter that cat, give it an ear tip to indicate that it has been spayed or neutered. We will give it a rabies vaccine and anything else that it may need. Our veterinarian will take a look at it and see what else may be going on. Maybe it's got a flea issue or whatever, and we'll go ahead and treat those things. And then the next day, Friday, come back, pick up the cat, take the cat back to where you got it, and let it go.
Interesting. So it's not even, this is something you can just bring in to try to control the animal population a little bit.
Absolutely. That's what we're trying to do, is try to control that community cat population. Santa Rosa County has that in their ordinance, that there are areas for community cat colonies. And so far this year, we've done 841
oh
cats.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We've done every Thursday this year, I think we've missed two.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Well, fun may not be the right word vernacular to describe, but.
Oh, it's a blast for us. I don't know what the cats think of it, but it's a blast for us. But we try to only take in 50. We set that limit, hoping that we get to that limit. And we usually find our way somewhere between 40-something and 50-something each time.
So, again, this is not required to have a cat that you own. This is a cat that you find, happens to be in your neighborhood, whatever, and you're as we work to make sure that we control that feral cat population, this is a way to offset that. And the benefit, of course, to the taxpayers of Santa Rosa County is, well, you don't have a million cats running around.
Right, exactly. Yeah, this program is for unowned animals. So, again, they have to be brought in a cat live trap. And the reason why they have to be in a cat trap is because some people try to bring them in squirrel traps, and they're just not tall enough. The cat's going to spend the night at our shelter. We'd like to keep them overnight so that we can keep an eye on them and check them out in the morning and make sure they're good to go before we give them back to the caretaker who brought it into us, and then they'd take them back and return them.
Well, is there a similar program for the dog population, or is it always cats?
No, because here's the thing. A piece of property, you know, a half an acre or whatever with 30 cats on it, doesn't really cause a public problem.
News, okay.
Yeah. It may smell a little bit, but but they're not going to, you know, it's not a public threat. Three dogs, maybe even two dogs on a tear can be a public threat. So, yeah, we don't have dog communities like that. The behaviors of the two animals are way different in that way.
Gotcha. Is there a particular time of year more? I mean, clearly we're doing it now. Is this an all year thing, or is there a time of year when it gets more seasonal?
So there's something called kitten season. In the more northern states, you're going to see a really on and off switch with that. But here it's pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
They're putting them out left and right.
It is disappointing sometimes, you know, it happens in our neighborhood as well, but it's sometimes you'll get folks that just decide they're going to dump a litter.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating because it's like.
Yeah. So a lot of times we'll run across a situation like that where a feral cat has a litter. The kittens are maybe 3 or 4 weeks, 6 weeks old. We'll take the kittens and we'll adopt those out.
Yeah.
But we'll also fix mom. we'll spay her. Okay. And then she goes back to the colony.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because you know we're not going to be able to do anything with her with her being feral. So we'll go ahead and spay her and put her back in the colony.
One of the things that you and I see each other at a lot is hurricane preparedness setup. And so as we're, you know, obviously hurricane season getting rolling next week. Ugh. When somebody is looking at, you know, how does controlling the cat population, I guess, work towards essentially storm readiness in Santa Rosa County?
Yeah, so, you know, really everything with the animals is very important when it comes to storms. What are you doing with that animal? Are you taking it with you? Are you leaving it behind? Please, please, please don't tie your dog to a tree and wish it luck. That is the absolute worst thing you can do.
We have a law in the state of Florida now that not only prevents you from doing that, but should you get caught doing that, you are going to jail.
It can't prevent you from doing it. People still can do it.
Yeah, right.
But people think that's the best thing, but that is absolutely the worst. They have no chance. One thing that's really important, and that kind of segues into the next part of what's going on at the shelter. This Saturday, we're going to have a drive-through clinic.
Will you hang tight on that? Because we're going to go to a break here real quick. And you're setting me up, but I have a real quick question from Vicky who says, I have four kittens we found, no mom, appear to be 3 weeks old. We took them in and we're syringe feeding them. Can you help with these babies? I work for full time. This is impossible. So she's asking if you've got an opportunity.
That is a tough task. First of all, we service Santa Rosa County, so you have to be a Santa Rosa County resident. The one thing that's going to happen is we're going to need a foster for those kittens too. We don't keep animals that young in the shelter. It's not a healthy environment for them, so we would have to find a foster for them first.
Got it. We're talking to Randy Lambert, who's here with Public Safety and Animal Services in Santa Rosa County. We'll be right back with what you have coming up this weekend right here on News Radio 92.3.
Need to move across town, across country, or even across the globe? Trust Lambert Moving Systems. Veteran-owned, military-approved, and now celebrating over 100 years of moving excellence. As a quality award winner, BBB accredited, and agent for North American Van Lines, they handle local, long-distance, industrial, and international moves with packing, storage, and warehousing available. Serving Pensacola to Mobile and all surrounding areas and supporting the Gary Sinise Foundation. Choose the team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Go LambertTeam.com.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Talking about it. We're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
It is 10:17 right here on News Radio 92.3. And first of all, my name is Brent Lane. I actually work on our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. Meg wasn't feeling well, so I'm really jumping in here with my buddy Randy, who is with the Public Safety and Animal Services for Santa Rosa County. And so apologies if you're not getting all of the extra zhuzh that Meg usually does for you, because Meg is fantastic at hosting Pensacola Expert Panel. But it is certainly an honor to be here. And we had just had Vicky ask a question, and you had said it's really important, obviously, to be a Santa Rosa County resident. She did say that she is in Escambia County, and your suggestion for her would be to call their shelter?
Yeah, I would reach out to their shelter and see what resources they have available for you. I know they're pretty full also, and if they're not able to, they probably not able to take it in. They're probably able to point you in the right direction. There's a lot of good organizations around that can help you out in situations like that.
Yeah, I love that. Now let's talk about what is happening with Santa Rosa County Animal Services on Saturday.
Saturday, we're going to have a drive-through clinic. This clinic is going to be from 9 to 11 at the shelter. It's a great opportunity. Again, we've got storm season coming up, and here's what we're offering. We're offering, number one, the microchip, $10.
Really?
$10. And that's registered, everything. That there's no additional cost to that. So we're going to do those.
The microchipping thing is such a game changer, too, especially if you, in our area, we have a lot of ways that pets can get a long way away.
Yeah, absolutely. The first question I ask people whenever they say I've lost my animal or whenever we have one brought in, my first question is it microchipped?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, for a lot of people who have lost their animals, they say, no, it's not. I've been meaning to do that. Well, here's your opportunity. It's $10. It takes about 20 seconds to do it. It's not a big deal. Most animals don't even really know that it's done. And then there's that unique identifier underneath the skin that can be picked up by a reader that a lot of the fire stations in Santa Rosa have. We have them at the shelter. Our animal control officers carry them on their trucks. And we can scan that. Boom, it has a unique number. And it will reunite you back with your animal very quickly. Another thing we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing rabies vaccines. Just remember, you got to be 4 months or older to get that. And we're going to also do the appropriate vaccines for Parvo or Panluke, whichever you are, a dog or a cat. There's no limit. The only thing is you got to bring cats in a carrier. Dogs have to have a collar on. And we really, really, really want you to pre-register. And the pre-register link is on our website at santarosa.fl.gov. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give us a call at the shelter at 850-983-4680. Or you can just come by the shelter at 4451 Pine Forest Road. That's the Pine Forest Road in Milton, not the one in Pensacola. So, if you have any questions about any of that, you can just come by and, give us a call, come by, or look us up on our website.
We're talking about the rabies shot. How big a deal is rabies in Santa Rosa County?
Boy.
I feel like that might be a little bit of a loaded question because, obviously, unchecked, it's a problem. But
yeah. First of all, it's a state law that your animal has to be vaccinated. Okay, that's number one. Do we have an outbreak? I will tell you at this point I have 2 animals right now in the shelter that are on bite quarantine. So part of the duties for the shelter is that we house potentially animals that have bitten, and we don't have we have some suspect of rabies there. So when was the last time I saw it? I don't remember the last time I saw it. But we don't want to mess with that. That is not a fun game to play.
What about parvo?
Oh my goodness. All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And Panluke is the equivalent for kittens or cats. It's mostly going to be the young guys that can't sustain what it does to you. It's basically diarrhea, vomiting, and then your body just shuts down from there. So yeah, we battle that constantly. We have a great protocol that we follow that one of our veterinarians that was working with us a few years ago, Dr. Revelo, she put together this protocol that is phenomenal. We're having about a 95% live outcome from either one of those illnesses. I think the national average is like 58%. So yeah, we really hit a home run with that. It's a lot of work. Let me tell you, it's a lot of work. But is
the recommendation still not like if you've got a new puppy, let's say, you want to keep that in your yard and not let that wander around, or is that kind of?
You definitely want to keep them separated from everybody else. But it's a disease, an illness that they pick up easily when they're young because they haven't been vaccinated. One, the adult dogs that have been vaccinated a couple of times, they're probably going to just get a little sick and then just move on. No big deal. But it's the puppies and kittens. And I'm going to tell you what, the kittens, when they get it and they go, they lay down, sometimes they don't want to get back
up. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, a lot of fluids, a lot of IVs, a lot of medications. And normally if we can keep them alive for a couple of days, we're probably going to be successful with it.
It is 10:24 here on News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Expert Panel. Randy Lambert, who is the chief for Animal Services, Santa Rosa County, is in today. When we come back, we'll get a look at, again, what's happening on Saturday and the fact that it's kitten season, right?
So, sure. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
An opportunity to kind of close this out for Pensacola Expert Panel here in just a moment. On News Radio 92.3.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here. And if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less. And if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thank you, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve. Especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions. Because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 10:26. It's Brent Lane. My name is Brent. I'm clearly not Meg, but Meg had to leave a little early, so I am honored to sit in for the Pensacola Expert Panel alongside Randy Lambert, who is the chief from Animal Services and Public Safety in Santa Rosa County. And real quick, let's hit again. This Saturday is a drive-through clinic.
Yeah, this Saturday, again, we're going to ask that you go to our website, which is santarosa.fl.gov, to register. You navigate over to the animals services section, and then from there down towards the bottom of the page is the link to pre-register your animal. If you're not able to do that, we will be doing it at the shelter. Again, that's going to be from 9 to 11 on Saturday. And Thursday, tomorrow, we have another one of our community cat days. Big day, stray feral cats, bring them in a cat trap. And we'll get that spay or neuter done for you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, the population.
Talk about
is,
savings.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the cost is zero. You know, the on hand number, I asked you during the break how many cats you thought we had, and you said 150, and really we have 147, and that's a lot. We have 108 dogs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we don't have all those in the shelters. Shelter can't hold all of those.
Sure.
So we have phenomenal fosters that are taking care of those for us. If you want to, that's one way to give back is to be a foster. And fostering is very easy. Again, you go to our website and navigate over there to the animal services link. And from there, you can learn how to volunteer. You can become a foster, whatever it may be. Another way to give back is today's Wishlist Wednesday.
Okay.
So you go to our Facebook page, the Santa Rosa County Animal Services Facebook page, and on there they will have the link there showing everything that we're looking for on our Wishlist Wednesday today, which is we keep that really up to date and what's really needed in the shelter at that time. And again, you mentioned kitten season. There's nipples on there for feeding the bottle-fed kittens and what have you. So, yeah, I mean, it's a great way.
I'd say what Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter does a wonderful job of not just interacting with the public, but also ensuring that we are being responsible stewards of both dogs and cats. And I asked you at one time, and I'm going to reiterate this for somebody because it was a last-second question before we're done. You cannot own a raccoon in the state of Florida.
Mm-mm. No, you can have a permit for it, but you have to have a permit.
Oh, you do have to permit it. Right. Isn't that interesting?
One last thing. Right before I came here, I talked with a citizen who was really concerned about a dog on a street, and he's been having issues with this dog for several years. It's a menace to the street. And I asked him, how many times has he reported it? And he said, well, no times. And I asked him what video evidence or photo or what evidence that has he had of this, and he's, well, I don't have any. Say, well, we've got to have that for us to be able to do something. You've got to report it to us. You can't call us 4 years after it's been happening and be upset that we haven't done anything because we didn't know. You got to let us know.
Got a document. Randy Lambert is the chief from Public Safety and Animal Services in Santa Rosa County. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and thank you for joining us this morning as we get ready to go to Fox News here at 10:30.
Thank you.